2 by Ambrose Brazelton from his album Clap, Snap, and Tap. I really like that whole series. And on one side, he gives the dance instructions with the song, and then on the other side, he plays it without the shout outs, and you're supposed to just have it memorized by that point and just do the dance along with the song. But fantastic organ jive there. And we started that set out with I Like the Way You Dance by Sammy Davis Jr. So I'm concluding the show here. Happy birthday, millionaire. I don't know if we've had cake yet at this point, but hopefully we have. And I want to let you know what's up next here on WFMU's Rock and Soul. Also a party. We got Richard Wigg coming up with the Wig Out. And after that, our very own Harry Parmenter with the Funhouse. That's going to be it for me, Becky, on Bubblegum OD. I'm going to leave you with yet another version of The Door into Summer. This time I'm going to play the version of just the vocals. It's Mike singing the lead, and it's Mickey doing the backing vocals. It's a little eerie, but I think it sounds kind of cool. So here they are, the Monkees with The Door into Summer. Good night, everybody.
With his fool's gold stacked up all around him, from a killing in the market on the war, the children left King Midas there as they found him in his counting house where nothing counts but more. And he thought he heard the echoes of a penny whistle band and the laughter from a distant caravan. And a brightly painted line of circus wagons in the sand, fading through the door into summer. With his travel logs of maybe next year places, as a trade-in for a name upon the door, and he pays for it with years he cannot buy back with his tears when he finds out there's been no one keeping score. And he thought he heard the echoes of a penny whistle band and the laughter from a distant caravan and the brightly painted line of circus wagons in the sand, fading through the door into summer. Yes, he thought he heard the echoes of a penny whistle band and the laughter from a distant caravan and the brightly painted line of circus wagons in the sand, fading through the door into summer. Fading through the door
into
fading through the door into summer. Fading through the door into summer.
Saturday, it's a very special evening of entertainment, starting at 8 with the Love Boat.
Say what?
As Pearl Bailey, Nanette Fabre, and Don Adams set sail for romance, followed by an entertainment explosion, a live talent show where you pick the winners on the air, hosted by John Ritter, with guests Cheryl Teague, Dick Van Patten, and Captain Antonil as ABC presents Tomorrow's Stars.
Tomorrow at 7 and 8 here on TV7.
On ABC.
Pamela Sue Martin crashes into a kidnapping. But what happens to her is no accident.
Take me to the nearest police station.
Nancy Drew. Then, Lucan the Wolf Boy returns to the wild and finds a forest of doom. Lucan.
Stay just a little bit longer. Please, 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 please tell me where you're going to. Daddy won't mind, and your mommy won't.
is your swinging station.
The Golden Earrings from Holland. From their first LP, Lonely Every Day, is that track. Just Earrings. And I'm emphasizing the S. Because they started off life as the Golden Earrings. And then in 69, they dropped the S, became Golden Earring. And you may know them from the 70s. But we love their 60s material here on the Wig Out, because that's what we specialize in. Dutch Destroyers, 60s Blastables. All right, baby. It's the Wig Out on the Rock and Soul radio stream on WFMU. Yeah, Swinging Sundays. Becky getting things started. 7 p.m. with Bubblegum OD. And here we are at the Wiggin' Hour from 8 to 9 o'clock New York City time as we are flipping out at the Wig Out, baby. All right. Then we got Harry coming up at the top of the hour. 9 o'clock after the Wig Out with the Fun House. All right, baby. Don't know what to expect with Harry Parmenter. Just sit back and let it happen. All right. We're going to stay in Europe here. Let's go to Spain. Los Brincos!
I try to find another girl. I try to fall by myself. I want a girl that really cares for me and that'll not believe me. If I don't think that you're okay, you have to go away. You have to go away. I try to find, yeah.
Hey,
from Salt Lake City, 1967, Blue. Great version of The Who, So Sad About Us, retitled on the label as Sad About Us. Yeah, that's on the Iris label. We don't play a lot of records from Utah, but when we do, we play the good ones. Oh, yeah. Closing out that first set here on the WIGAD. Yeah, we had The Who prior to that from a 1966 EP, Ready, Steady, Who. Circles, sometimes called Instant Parties, got a number of releases on a bunch of 7-inches over the course of about a 2-year period there in the 60s. Circles, that's on Polydor. That is commemorating one of their live appearances on Ready, Steady, Go. Ready, Steady, Who, baby? All right. Ah, we're going down under to Sydney. A Sydney slammer there. The Illusions, 1966. Gypsy Woman. I think they might have picked that up from Ricky Nelson, or Rick Nelson, as he might have been known by that point. That's a 45 on Parlophone Records. And we're zigzagging and hopscotching all over the globe here for this first set. 1966, Holland, Het, one of a number of 45s that they put out. She'll Stay, a number of their other ones are in Dutch, but that one's in English. That's a 45 on Fontana, 1966. Het is Dutch for It. Yeah, the It band, baby. All right. And then the Buckinghams, 1965, from Chicagoland. I've Been Wrong, one of the earlier 45s on USA Records. That goes out to WLS Clark, because I know he loves the Buckinghams and all things Chicago. All right. Thank you, Clark, for all that you do. And let's see, from, we're going to Hong Kong. Teddy Robin and the Playboys, the first Chinese rock and roll band, the first Chinese-born and bred rock and roll band playing Western-style rock and roll in Hong Kong. That's a version of the Knickerbocker's Lies. That's from 1966 on Diamond Records. And then we started off from Spain, the Spanish Beatles, sometimes they're called. Los Brincos. I try to find 45 on the Novella label from 1966. All right. Friends, Wig folk, you're tuned to the Wig Out here. I am Richard Wig. I'm going to be blasting out the Blastables here on the Wig Out on the WFMU Rock and Soul radio stream. All right. We got the show over-programmed here. I think we jam-packed one or two more songs that we may have room for. So let's get right back into it. This goes out to Caveman Day from the Inland Empire, The Bush. We'll be right back.
was born in this world and I'm here today. I'll be here as long as the Lord lets me stay. I'm gonna find a place and I'll learn to live right, instead of going out and getting lost every night. Searching this place to find me a girl, cause without a woman this is no world for me. Is there anyone around who dares to help me? I sure am lost, as you plainly can see. I'm cutting out of here, I'm saying no more. Girl I found was rotten to the core.
poison red. I didn't know what to tell her. I had a dizzy feeling in my head. Then she took a look at my palm. She said, "Sonny, you feel kind of warm." She looked into a crystal ball. She said, "You're in love." I said, "How couldn't that be so? I'm not passionate with the girls I know." She said, "When the next one arrives, you'll be looking into her eyes."
walk out of the house, determined to find you. Didn't know where to look, didn't know what to do. It was a bad day to be without you. It was a bad day to now think about you. It was a bad day for me without you, baby. To the city, I was wearing a frown. I looked for you, darling, all over that town. Where you could have gone, I just didn't know. Since you left me, darling, I've been hurting so. It was a bad day for me without you. Was a bad day. About you, was a bad day for me. Without you, baby, oh baby. Why? I left the city. My eyes filled with tears. Trouble with worries, loaded with fears. I'd have been happy if I'd found you there. But you're running and you're hiding. I know you don't care. It was a bad day for me without you. Was a bad day. About you was a bad day for me. Without you, baby, oh baby. Yes, it was a bad day. Come on home, darling. Come on home, yeah. I need you by my side.
From McAllen, Texas, far south Texas, the Headstones, one of two 45s that they have out. 1966, Bad Day Blues on the Pharaoh label. I love the lyrics in that song. I'm troubled with worries, loaded with fears. It was a bad day, baby. I'm going to write a blues song in my teen angst manner about my bad day. Yeah, bad day blues. All right, closing out that second set here on the Wig Out. Prior to that, The Judges from Birmingham, Alabama, on an Atlanta label, on the Surfine label, 1966, Judge and the Jury. And then we have The Hard Times from San Diego, 1966 single, their version of Fortune Teller, that's on the World Pacific label. Yeah, they started life in San Diego, moved up to L.A. and got a little fame being regulars on Dick Clark's Where the Action Is, baby. Oh, where is the action? It's with The Hard Times. Let's see, we also have the Everly Brothers, a 1964 single, Gone, 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 on Warner Brothers. I really love 60s Everly Brothers. Actually, I like 50s Everly Brothers, but 60s Everly Brothers, also really cool. And let's see, prior to the Everly Brothers, from Massachusetts, The Bold, Steve Walker and The Bold, 1966. Gotta get some. That's a Cameo 45. They had two 45s out. Oh, man, let's see. We also had The Evil going down to Miami. 1966 recorded, released in 2012. It's that unreleased from 66 to 2012. Short Life is the track. That's on the Florida Archive Series. I want to thank the Florida Archive Series guys for digging up and then releasing two 45s back in 2012 of four previously unreleased Evil tracks. And they have that great single on Living Legend Records where they do this blistering, super fuzzed out version of The Small Faces, which you're going to do about it, but they recorded a bunch of other songs that are just dripping with attitude, man, and angst. I love them all. I think we played them all. Gotta keep getting them out. Evil every week, I say. Evil every week. All right, we started off with The Bush from the Inland Empire, dedicated to Caveman Dave. Yeah. 1965, Feeling Sad and Lonely. I dedicated that to Caveman Dave because he loves the Inland Empire bands. Oh, yeah, from his home area, his home turf in Rialto. Yeah, that is on the Highback label. They had three 45s out from 65 to 66 and were kind of big stars there in the Inland Empire area. The Bush Baby. All right. You're tuned to The Wig Out here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio Stream. I'm Richard Wig. I'm me, Blast After Blast. We'll see you from the Bunker Studio at The Wigwam. All right. Excited to be here every week. I'm honored and excited. Love being here. Interacting with you in the chat. I'm really honored that you listen in the archives, listen live, you contribute to the chat. Love interacting with you Wig folk. All right. Got a little bit of a special feature here in this last set. So this past week or so, Carol Kay, famed session bass player, she was one of the Wrecking Crew, or part of the group of studio musicians that we now call the Wrecking Crew. And she was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and she said, no thanks. And at first, I thought, oh, right on, Carol. She's saying no thanks because the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame no longer really embodies actual rock and roll, and she doesn't want to be associated with that. But her statement is a little confusing. I think she was saying that she thought that since there were solo, bear with me here, she thought that since there were solo artists that were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where session musicians contributed to their recordings that got those solo artists into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, that all of the session musicians should be recognized in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And she didn't think it was right that she, as a session musician, was going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because of the records that the solo artist got recognition for. I don't know. I couldn't quite follow it. It's a little confusing. She is a little bit of a crusty cookie, though. So I appreciate the attitude. I'm not sure that I followed the logic. And then right before airtime here, I learned that she has some dubious politics. So perhaps that explains the less than clear line of logic here. Anyway, let's celebrate some mid-60s recordings that she played on. She played on a number of great records that you love, that I love, that we love. So we're going to play a couple of here that are Wig Out material. We love the Monkees. Let's hear more.
From the start, she said she'd never hurt me, but then she turned around and broke my heart. Why am I standing here, missing her and wishing she were here? Hey. She only did me wrong. Hey. I'm better off alone. All I had, and then she fed me dirt. She laughed when I was crying. It was such a joke to see the way it hurt. Why am I standing here, missing her and wishing she were here? Hey. She only did me wrong. Hey. I'm better off alone. Me hanging around. She needs someone to walk on so her feet don't touch the ground.
Don't touch the ground.
But I love her. I need her. I want her. Yeah.
She.
Get a good thing going for yourself. A house of gold. fool a new Rolls Royce at some degree of wealth. Don't make waves, don't make waves, don't make waves. Take a ride out west to find the freedom that you crave. Kick that 9 to 5, don't let them make you a slave. Don't make waves, don't make waves, don't make waves. Too many girls will catch your eye, make you lose your mind. It's a paradox, California is so fine. Malibu is calling you, her days are not so long. You can find excitement any size, shape or form. Don't make waves, don't make waves, don't make waves. Then when the toys that you dreamed of finally come, they all will break and you're back where you started from. Take a ride out west to find the freedom that you bring. Kick that 9 to 5, don't let them make you a slave. Don't make waves, don't make waves, don't make waves. Don't make waves.
I had enough of the day. I hit the radio dial and turned it up all the way.
I got a dance.
La da 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 da.
grocery store, the supermarket. Little girls will break their heart, And men still keep on marching off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-di-da-di-dee. La-di-da-di-da.
Grandma's sitting in chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a going faster all the time. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-di-da-di-dee. La-di-da-di-da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on, on.
The beat goes on.
Throwing rocks and stuff and choking in the heat. Listen to reports about the whiskey passing round. Seen the smoke and fire and the market burning down. Watch while everybody on your street would take a turn. The stomping, smashing, bashing, crashing, slashing, busting, burn. And I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I go to bed every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay. That trouble coming every day. No way to delay. That trouble coming every day. You know we got to sit around at home and watch this thing again. But I bet there won't be many left to see it really end. Cause a fire in the street ain't like a fire in the heart. And in the eyes of all these people, don't you know that this could start on any street in any town, in any state, if any clown decides that now's the time to fight for some ideal he thinks is right. And if a billion more agree, there ain't no great society as it applies to you and me. Our country isn't free, and the law refused to see if all that you can ever be is just a lousy janitor. Unless your uncle owns a store, you know that the five and every four just won't amount to nothing more. So we watch the rats go across the floor and make up songs about being poor. Blow your harmonica, son.
Blow your harmonica, son. I always like that line. That's the Mothers of Invention, their first single in 1966, Trouble Coming Every Day. On Verve Records, that closes out our fairly brief sampling of some tracks that Carol Kay, famed Wrecking Crew bass player, played on as we're celebrating her being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and then rejecting the induction and the nomination. All right. Oh, man. I read that. I had no idea until a couple of days ago. I read that she played on the Freak Out sessions for the Mothers' first album. So we played a single from that, Trouble Coming Every Day. That provides a really interesting, I think, contrast to another social commentary song that she played on, Sonny and Cher's The Beat Goes On from 1967, a hit single for them on Atco Records. And then she also played on a ton of Beach Boys stuff. She was Brian Wilson's go-to bass player from like 64 to late 66. And we played Dance, Dance, Dance there from the Beach Boys Today album, is also a hit single. It's from 1965 on Capitol Records. And then also something that I learned this week, she played on The Birds Don't Make Waves, which was written by McGuinn and Hillman, and is from the soundtrack for the movie Don't Make Waves, which introduces Sharon Tate. I think that's her first big role on the big screen. That's from 1967, and that's on MGM. That's a good, lighthearted Southern California eye candy, L.A. area Malibu eye candy movie. If you're looking for something to do, you want to spend an hour and a half or 2 hours, forget how long the movie is. It's good, enjoyable, lighthearted, mid to late 60s romp there through Southern California. And then we started off with the Monkees. She played on the More of the Monkees album, so we played She There, which is one of my favorite tracks, of course, with Mickey on vocals. I think I tend to favor Mickey on vocals with Monkees tracks. Mickey and then Mike, I think, are like tied for the top two. So that LP on Cold Gems Records. All right, friends, Wig Folk, it has been the Wig Out here. My honor to be here every week. Richard Wig, your humble host here on the Wig Out. We're going to toss it over to Harry here. Stick around. He's coming in at the top of the hour with the Fun House. All right, we're going to close it out here with an instrumental. We're going to Pet Sounds, and we're going to play the actual title track for Pet Sounds, which is an instrumental, Beach Boys' iconic 1966 album that Carole Kaye played on, written by Brian Wilson. And with that, I'm going to toss it over to Harry. We will be back next week, Wigsters. Same wig time, same wig channel. All right.
To the Fun House. I'm your host, Harry Parmenter, and you can expect the unexpected on our descent into the maelstrom as we careen through the darkness of the midnight soul. So buy the ticket and take the ride into the Fun House. The Fun House.
in my life being a co-op.
You agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eyes.